Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping. And once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and I hope you are having a tremendous Thursday night. I'm happy that it's Thursday night because that means we're getting closer to Sunday. That means that we're actually getting closer to the Super Bowl. I mean, the NBA has pretty much snatched up all the attention, it feels like, over the past 2 weeks. But yeah, we're pulling up on a big game. A matter of fact, the NFL has a lot of the attention tonight. I'm still here joining you from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm waiting for the Super Bowl. And tonight was NFL honors. The NFL decided to fill everybody in on the Hall of Fame inductees for the year 2023. We just found out that Patrick Mahomes is the MVP for the 2022 season. We'll play the speech for you that Patrick Mahomes gave momentarily. I'm going to share with you the full list of the individuals who will be going into the Hall of Fame this year. How about Dak Prescott? Dak Prescott just won NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year. Here's the full list of inductees into the Hall of Fame going into Canton for 2023. Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, Rondé Barber, Zach Thomas, Don Coryell, Air Coryell, Chuck Howley, Joe Klecko, New York Sack Exchange, took a while, Ken Riley. And some of these guys, Joe Klecko, God bless him, he looked like he wanted to go up on that stage and sack somebody. Jerry Jones was there too. Every one of these players, they were introduced by a current Hall of Famer. Ty Law took the time to let everyone know that Darrell Revis was a Hall of Famer. Joe Namath took the time to let everybody know that Joe Klecko is a Hall of Famer. And of course, everybody's favorite owner in the NFL, Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones took the time to let everybody know that DeMarcus Ware was going in. Take a listen to Jerry.
Mr. Jones said you could knock and just go in.
Oh, I'm gonna knock and just go in then.
Yeah, what you got?
Are you dressed?
Well, possibly. For all the time you're in the class of 23 Football Hall of Fame, forevermore, I'm going to get to be in there with you too, with my bus there with it too. I'm so proud of you. Welcome to the NFL Hall of Fame.
I can't even breathe right now.
Angela, let me congratulate you as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
A team that you're on forever. Okay.
I don't even know what to say. You got me on this one.
Oh, boy.
I thought I was just coming up high and saying hello.
Just one of the greatest greatest players
hold on.
Been around.
Yeah, Angela's his wife. It's one thing when you hear a gigantic human being cry. The NFL honors also recognized Damar Hamlin, the emergency responders who helped save his life. It's a beautiful thing. Damar Hamlin was able to go ahead and walk that red carpet. And we also heard via one of the doctors just over the past couple of days who believes that we will see Damar Hamlin back on a football field. And I mean, well, damn, what else do you say from there? I'll remind you again, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in on the free Odyssey app, people listening on your local affiliates, all my folks listening on your phone, on a tablet, on SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down in New York City. I am here in Phoenix, Arizona. I told you about Patrick Mahomes, the MVP. We'll hear his speech momentarily. I want to update you on some of the other awards that were given out tonight. Brian Daboll is your NFL Coach of the Year. Brian Daboll beating out Doug Peterson, the job and work that he did with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And also Dan Campbell, all of the great work that he did with the Detroit Lions, turning their season around, saving his job. But Brian Daboll in his first year as well, similar to Doug Peterson. Brian Daboll able to go to the playoffs and do more with less. The New York Giants, who expected them to win 9 games, go to the postseason, see a turnaround from Daniel Jones, see a turnaround from Saquon Barkley. And Brian Daboll, he went up on that stage and he was short, sweet, and to the point. A matter of fact, this is what Brian Daboll had to say when he won Coach of the Year. This was on the NFL Network.
Yeah, what an honor this is to be standing in front of you guys tonight. It's awesome. Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, Jim Brown. What a great honor. I'm appreciative of this award. I want to thank the Mara family, the Tisch family, Joe Shane, all the scouting staff, the support staff, the club, the fans, the voters, and particularly the players and the coaches are the ones that while I'm up here.
Okay. Yeah, Brian Daboll never won to give you a whole lot when it comes to words. I expected him to just thank the damn players. As we all know, man, you can be a good coach, but you ain't winning nothing if you don't have the talent to actually go out there and execute. Justin Jefferson was someone who was in the MVP conversation. Justin Jefferson, ain't no wide receiver going to win MVP, but Justin Jefferson did walk away with the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year award, and this is what he had to say about walking away with that.
First and foremost, I got to thank the man upstairs. Without him, none of this would be possible. The amount of blessings that he's been giving me this my whole career has been amazing. Secondly, I got to thank my parents, John, Elaine Jefferson. Y'all made me to the man I am today. I appreciate y'all so much. My brothers, Jordan and Ricky, I mean, y'all made me to who I am. Y'all was so hard on me. All the countless times I cried at home. Y'all was the reason that I'm tough because of y'all. I appreciate y'all. More to come. More to come.
Yep, he was thrilled. Not bad winning that award when you are a receiver. 1,809 yards receiving, 128 receptions to go along with 8 touchdowns. He is a key reason that the Minnesota Vikings were able to go 13-4. If only Justin Jefferson could help them out on defense as well. Thinking about some of the other awards that were given out this evening at NFL Honors, Nick Bosa, Mr. Almost 20 Sacks, was your Defensive Player of the Year representing the San Francisco 49ers. D'Amico Ryans, the new head coach, brand new head coach of the Houston Texans. The Texans are getting ready to turn things around. D'Amico Ryans was named your NFL Assistant Coach of the Year. Nice and deserving there. Dak Prescott, the 2022 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award that was given out about 20 minutes ago. George Kittle, never not working protection play of the year. That little fingertip catch against the Dallas Cowboys. Some of the other awards. The defensive side, the New York Jets, actually have a few winners They've won in a few elements here. Darrelle Revis will be going into the Hall of Fame, likely as a New York Jet, I would assume. And then you can go ahead and think about Sauce Gardner. Sauce Gardner, who went up there with his big old chain. He walked away. Rookie of the Year on the defensive side of the ball. You can think about Garrett Wilson walking away with Rookie of the Year for the New York Jets on the offensive side of the ball. So 1 year, two stars for the New York Jets. One on offense, one on defense. Maybe that will actually mean something to, I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers if he's not on. Hey, Shep, how long is Aaron Rodgers' blackout? How many days is that?
He says it's four, but who knows with that clown? I'm sorry. Who knows with that four-time MVP?
Oh, yeah. He may be away for quite some time. Congratulations to the New York Jets for actually having both rookies of the year on both offense and defense. Now, here's the man who just won MVP. His name is Patrick Mahomes. This is Patrick Mahomes' second MVP award in the NFL. Let's keep this in mind. Patrick Mahomes started his career as a starter 5 years ago. Five AFC title games. Three Super Bowl appearances. He's a Super Bowl MVP. A three-time All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler. NFL record. 5,614 total yards in a season. Patrick Mahomes, he has another MVP. Only the ninth quarterback to win multiple. And I will assume that Patrick Mahomes is not done. We know Patrick Mahomes is busy. He's preparing to take on the Eagles this upcoming Sunday, trying to walk away with another Super Bowl victory, ring, and MVP. And he did have a video message prepared. This is what Patrick Mahomes had to share tonight. Take a listen.
I want to thank God for giving me this platform and putting so many amazing people around me to help support this dream I've had since I was a little kid. Without him, none of this would even be possible. To my wife, Brittany, my baby girl, Sterling, and my son, Bronze, this crazy life that we are living means nothing without y'all, keeping me balanced and making me appreciate every single day. No matter how I feel coming home, y'all bring me joy and make me appreciate the time that I get to spend with y'all. Thank you for always being there for me through my good times and my bad. Love y'all. To my family, my mom, my dad, my brother and sister, thank you for supporting me every day and telling me since I was a little kid to follow my dreams. To the Chiefs organization, Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, Andy Reid, the staff, and most of all, my teammates. I would never be standing here today without y'all. Every day, given everything that we have together to go for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl. Let's continue to go for that dream this weekend.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Courtesy of the NFL Network, that was Patrick Mahomes in his acceptance speech, winning his second NFL MVP. You just heard the man. He says he wants to go out there and win the Super Bowl. If you have to think about quarterbacks who have won both the NFL MVP and Super Bowl in the same season, it hasn't been done in almost 24, 25 years. Kurt Warner was the last person to do this in 1999. And joining Kurt Warner, we had Brett Favre in 96, Steve Young in 94, Joe Montana in 89, and Mr. Terry Bradshaw in 1978. Patrick Mahomes trying to join these five gentlemen as the only quarterbacks to win NFL MVP and Super Bowl in the same season. You know, I believed, thinking about the MVP award, I thought that we would see Jalen Hurts walk away with it. I thought the story was too damn good to just go out there and pass up. Obviously, I was wrong. You know, there was no Patrick Mahomes fatigue. He finished this season with 5,250 passing yards to go along with 41 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. The Chiefs are going to their fifth straight AFC title game. They won 14 games, similar to the Philadelphia Eagles. And Jalen Hurts is just going to, quote-unquote, have to wait again. You know, I think probably the thing that might have taken away from Jalen Hurts winning this award was maybe that shoulder injury, you know, coming down and only playing 15 games, and his proficiency in the air. It's the same thing that has been a question mark for him. People look at him as utilizing his legs ridiculously. It's always about the Eagles and their attack on the ground. 760 yards, 13 touchdowns on the ground. Jalen Hurts was able to combine for just 35 TDs out there. That's not enough, especially if you give up, you know, just what Patrick Mahomes did just by throwing the rock around. And so Patrick Mahomes picks up another MVP. He's going to try to join an exclusive club to be the first dude since Kurt Warner to win the MVP in the Super Bowl in the same year. I can't argue with any of the other awards that were given out. Nick Bosa winning Defensive Player of the Year, I thought that was easy. Sauce Gardner going out there and winning Rookie of the Year for the Defenders. Garrett Wilson doing the same for the New York Jets on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, Man of the Year? I don't know. Who judges that? You know, how can you be angry at a guy who's helping people in the community? And Dak Prescott won that award. I'm not mad at Brian Daboll winning Coach of the Year. Everything checks out to me. Shep, is there any particular award that you look at where you go, oh, anybody got robbed? I don't think so. It seemed pretty standard here.
JR, I'm with you. Jalen Hurts should have been the MVP. I understand that Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill. But when you look at a 14-1 record in the regular season, and then you looked at Gardner Minshew as his backup, who you have said multiple times, and I echo this sentiment, he is one of the two or three best backups we have in all of the NFL. With Gardner Minshew, the Eagles went 0-2. They went 14-1 with Jalen Hurts. And even with the shoulder, he still was able to solidify and cement the Eagles in Week 18 as the number one overall seed, which ultimately propelled them to a Super Bowl. I don't know how you don't give it to Jalen Hurts. And it's not even about Patrick Mahomes' fatigue. He was the more valuable player this season to his respective team over Patrick Mahomes when he was to the Chiefs.
I wouldn't say so, because I think if you throw any other quarterback, and we can certainly play that game with any QB anywhere in the league.
Sure.
I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs maybe even scratched the playoffs if we took Gardner Minshew and just said, here, let's replace him with Mahomes if we want to go ahead and take that approach. So this was a tough race. I personally would have chose Jalen Hurts. I'm not mad at the selection of Patrick Mahomes. He's phenomenal. To think that one of these guys is more valuable to his team over the other is debatable, obviously. But I don't think it's by a wide gap. You can certainly go out there and flip a coin, and I wouldn't take issue with either. I think for what Jalen Hurts did this year, and the success that the Eagles had and the turnaround, and maybe this shouldn't be, you know, one of the line items when deciding MVP. I think Jalen Hurts was worthy of the reward. I think the story was there. The numbers were there. The success, as you mentioned, Shep, was there. You can never argue with Mahomes. This man will probably be in the MVP race as long as he's in the prime of his career. So congratulations to Patrick Mahomes. I certainly thought that Jalen Hurts was going to win it. And the guys who didn't win it, Justin Jefferson, he won Offensive Player of the Year. And then you have Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was not winning MVP. Maybe his time will come soon down the road. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Patrick Mahomes is your MVP. He takes home his second NFL MVP award, the 10th player in NFL history to win the award multiple times. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side. Do you believe Mahomes should have won MVP? Should it have gone to Jalen Hurts? We'll talk to you, and then we'll also hear from Dak Prescott as he won Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year We'll hear from him about what motivated him and what motivates him to be a great shepherd in the community. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. NFL Honors Awards are done. They have taken place. Brian Daboll is your coach of the year, representing the New York Giants. I guess it's big time in New York right now for football. New York Jets have two Hall of Famers being inducted this year in Canton. Joe Klecko of the Sack Exchange, Darrell Revis of Revis Island. And then tonight, the New York Jets walk away with players representing them with the Defensive Player of the Year award. That will go to Sauce Gardner. And then you can go ahead and look at the Offensive Player of the Year, wide receiver Garrett Wilson. And then if you want to look a little bit deeper, Nick Bosa, Defensive Player of the Year, Justin Jefferson, Offensive Player of the Year. And then your MVP is Patrick Mahomes. And not a shock, not a surprise. He passed for a career-high 5,250 yards. He played every single game. He threw 41 touchdowns to only 12 interceptions. He rushed for another 360 yards to go along with a career high, 4 rushing touchdowns. You can't knock Patrick Mahomes for winning another MVP, which happens to be the second of his career. I thought Jalen Hurts was going to win it for what the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do. But surprising people and still having more to prove is not a problem. And I will assume, I don't assume, I know this is added motivation for Jalen Hurts. How could it not be? You know, I asked this question to actually Ryan Bader. I had a conversation with Ryan Bader, the Bellator heavyweight champion. And I asked Ryan, who just this past weekend, he knocked out Fedor Emelianenko. He knocked this dude out. He put him into retirement. And I said, man, when you're going out there for these fights, do you naturally, you know, build a chip on your shoulder? Do you naturally go out and, you know, try to find added motivation? And Ryan Bader said, man, I just work hard. And, you know, if I'm the underdog, I love it, that approach. But I'm confident in what I do. And I know for Jalen Hurts, yeah, he's confident in what he's done. Jalen Hurts is confident in what he can do. And I think not walking away with MVP, I can't imagine he's stewing. I don't think he's upset. I don't think he's ticked off. I don't think he's pissed. I think he wants to go out and show the world what he can do. He's going to have an opportunity to do so. Let's see if it takes place on Sunday. I would have given him the award. I got no objection to Mahomes getting it. He had an amazing season as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. MVP. I think it would have boiled down to Mahomes and Hurts. Joe Burrow wasn't winning it. Justin Jefferson wasn't winning it. Do you think the right guy won it in Mahomes? Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. We got David calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, yo, what's up, JR? It's your favorite repo man, David from Detroit again.
Oh, my God. What are you calling? You're calling to torture us every 6 months?
Well, I do every 3 months.
How many cars did you repossess tonight?
I'm on my way to go get my first one. I'm packing up right now.
So you start real, real late at night. So no one sees when you come to get the cars.
Silence.
Silent okay, silence. Okay. What do you think about MVP?
I would definitely give it to Patty Mahomes, and I would say he slightly edged him out because he became a part owner. So money talked, and I think that's what made him a better, you know, a better MVP, most valuable player, because of money.
Yes, they were both
good. They both had their thing and played real good, but that's what slightly edged them out.
Money?
The money.
What does money have to do with his performance on the field? Help me out here.
It was too close, man. It was too close. Well, it had to be something else.
What are you saying? He paid somebody off? What are you saying? I don't understand.
Well, he became a part owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, you can't be a part owner of the franchise that you participate in. David, what are you reading? He owns a lot all over Kansas City. He has a piece of the football team, as in kicking a ball, not the team he plays for.
Man, I got it from TikTok University, man, so I must be wrong.
Hey, David.
But man, I got it from TikTok University that he became a part owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Go pick up the – well, don't pick up those people's cars, man. Just go give cars back. How about that, David, okay?
I don't know, man. My kids got to eat tonight.
Okay, well – you know, feed your kids and find something else to do, okay? Thank you, David. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Peace.
Thank you. All the time. Shep, he can't be the only repo man who calls up. He can't.
No. I mean, he's not wrong about one thing. There is something Patrick Mahomes does own.
I'm not talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Got it.
That man is picking people's cars up at night.
He's very honest about that. People almost dislike repo as much as the IRS.
Person.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
How many repo men do you think listen to the show?
A lot. If I had to specify a number, I would say at least in the hundreds in terms of specifically repo people who listen to the show, maybe even thousands.
Because this is the time to go out at night and repossess a car.
I mean, For them, it's any time because they like doing it in congesting traffic by doing so. But yes,
no. If you're gonna repossess a car, you want to do it at night when I guess somebody goes to sleep and they park their car at home and you didn't pay your car note and boom, they come take the car.
Or you're in cahoots with the city and you like getting the congestion tax up, and so therefore they do it during popular hours, and so therefore they hold people up and. That causes the surge in paying for taxis and Ubers and Lyfts, et cetera. It's what makes cities rich.
Oh, I don't think no repo man give a damn about the city's money.
That's fair. That's a good point.
I think the repo man just wants to take your car and get paid. That's it. How many cars can you repossess tonight? I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8? Man, I could not imagine waking up and just trying to go to work in the morning and going, where's my car?
Yeah, whose life can I ruin tonight? Yep.
Oh my God!
Can't be the best feeling when you have that job. If I may say so myself, taking someone's livelihood away.
He said it. His kids gotta eat.
Yeah, I understand that. But although you know, what about the person's car who you're repossessing? I mean, listen, without knowing specifics, I just can't imagine that it's all on the up and up. That would be my 2 cents
for the repo man.
Yep.
Hey, Marco Belletti, did you hear the repo man just called, Marco?
Yeah, I heard. I actually knew a guy that was a repo man. I mean, they got to make a living, no?
How many cars did your repo man friend take in a night?
You know, I never asked a specific number. All I know is he did try to do it late. You're right, JR, because you want to do it when it's quiet. You want to do it when the people are asleep, and you want to be able to get in and the hell out, because that's dangerous. Because people, when you come take their car, they could think that you're stealing it. Even if they're not the repo man, they can come after you. So that's kind of a dangerous job for them to do that. They want to do as quiet as possible.
You're right. Hey, listen, if you are a repo man, damn it, if you are a repo woman, call me up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're damn right. We're talking NFL MVP, and we're also talking to the individuals who repossess vehicles. What a nightmare that is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to talk to all the repo people on the other side of the break. We're going to get right back to Patrick Mahomes and get your calls there. And I understand that there's some folks who are unhappy about some of the other awards that were given out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, man. Enjoy your show, man. I've been tuned in for about a month, man. I've been locked in, so I appreciate your work, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFL has given away its awards for this past season, for the 2022 season. I can't say this past season because the season isn't done yet. The season will be done by Sunday evening when we crown a new Super Bowl champion. But the question is, the man who just won the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, would you have given him the award over Jalen Hurts? I would not have. But I'm not mad that he won it. How can you argue against Patrick Mahomes? He had an MVP caliber season. I would have given it to Hurts. And I think this is actually cool that Hurts didn't win it, because this is another chip. This is an added chip he can go ahead and put on his shoulder. And so we have a lot of callers on the line right now who have varying thoughts and varying opinions about, you know, the MVP, Defensive Player of the Year award, went to Nick Bosa, Rookie Defensive Player of the Year award. And then we had a repo man call us up. Yes, I think it's David from Detroit, who proudly announces himself. Hey, JR, it's your favorite repo man, David from Detroit. He is most people's nightmare. He's a nightmare. Nobody wants to see the repo man. I don't care what he's repossessing. You can't have it. It's mine. Even if I ain't pay for it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, no, you can't have back what I didn't buy. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg. He's calling from Michigan.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, that's a very violent job that he has. I know people that have gotten shot. And the nice arm and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice.
That takes a lot of courage and a lot of, you know what, kahunas. You made a very valid point with Mr. Jalen Hurts, but only because of Mahomes' resume is arguably, that's why you're going to give it to Mahomes. But Jalen definitely deserves it because, like you guys articulated, the two games that he wasn't in, they lost. And most valuable player, what is truly the definition of the most valuable player? But I've got to ask you, if Mahomes wins this game coming up, will he be in the top five greatest of all time?
Oh,
because
God,
I could not believe how you articulated what his accomplishments are within 5 years.
Right.
Would it be too
Greg
broad to say that?
No, it's not too broad to say that. I want to wait on having that conversation. I feel like once we open Pandora's box on the, is Patrick Mahomes one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, that's going to be one of those convos that just goes on and on and on and on. He's one
just
of the most talented.
Just like LeBron and Jordan.
Yes.
You're right.
Wait, you said a bad word, LeBron and Jordan. You know what happens now, Greg, right?
No, I open up a can of worms.
You did. There will be now 1 million callers who are crawling out of every nook, cranny, and crevice who will put in their 2 cents about LeBron.
I hear you, my friend.
It's okay. Greg,
thanks for taking my call, and everyone go for your dreams.
Thank you, Greg. No, nothing. Nothing, Greg.
I got a quick question here, JR, for you.
Yeah. I just can we wait to see if he wins first?
Yeah.
Because if Patrick Mahomes walks away with another Super Bowl, he's already one of the best quarterbacks ever. I'd say so. But can we wait? That's going to be the first question that people are throwing around on Monday. Go ahead, Chef. What's up?
The question I have for you is, when we mention Mahomes and what he's done in the first 5 years of his career, first 5 years as a starter, we know he's been in the NFL for six. right now, let's say he never plays another NFL game, and regardless of what happens in the Super Bowl, is he Gale Sayers? Does he get in the Hall of Fame right now?
Yeah, but he's still going to play. It's not like he's not done. I think he could, based on what he's done, and all, after this, he just stacks up.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's knocking on that door already, by the way. And you and I both know that. I know that's a conversation that you're going to have at some point, not tonight necessarily, but
hell no.
He is already one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a problem, but
right.
You know, to start thinking about his legacy and this, yeah, he's already good. We've seen it. We know. Let's see what else he can do. You know, wow, oh, Luka Doncic. Oh, let's put Luka in a Hall of Fame, too. He has the talent, but this is the fun part about enjoying these dudes while they are in their prime. Because like Patrick Mahomes, should we all be lucky enough, one day Patrick Mahomes is going to be so damn old that we're going to go, why is he still here? When is he going to retire? Or it may not work out in his favor. It might be the opposite of his ass might get kicked out of the league because he's hurt or he's injured. So we got to enjoy these dudes while they're healthy. This is the NFL. And speaking of healthy, Patrick Mahomes is running around on a bum leg. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Miles is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm excellent.
I just wanted to bring up the fact about the Defensive Rookie of the Year. You got a guy winning it with two interceptions, and then you got a guy that's got six, and he doesn't even get recognized.
You talking about Woolen on the Seahawks?
I'm talking about Tyreek Woolen. You know, I'm out here in Seattle. You know, you guys got that East Coast bias going on again.
Oh, my God. There's always an excuse. You know, Miles, are you going to stay on the radio with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you know playing cornerback isn't just judged on how many interceptions you have?
Well, I mean, I think it kind of is. I mean, those are the stats that you get paid for. It's all about the ball, baby.
No. So I'd hate to fill you in. That's incorrect. Being a cornerback isn't just based on how many interceptions you have. It's absolutely amazing if you are a ball hawk and you are able to absolutely snatch the ball out of the air while it is approaching the man you are defending. It is another level of football when they don't even throw the ball in your direction.
Okay.
That's one thing. How about this? I'll give you another example. Sauce Gardner is a rookie. Someone else who played on the New York Jets, his name is Darrell Revis. He played there about 10 years ago. He was announced as an inductee into the Hall of Fame this year. Opposing teams did not throw the ball wherever Darrell Revis was. So year to year, if you wanted to look just at your number or your statistic, interceptions, and judge Darrell Revis, then you would say, well, Darrell Revis isn't one of the best cornerbacks because he's not coming away with INTs, which is not the case. They looked at where number 24 was, and they did not throw the ball his way. Woolen had an excellent rookie season. But if you think about Sauce Gardner, when they threw the ball his way, he knocked it out of the way. They did not throw the ball in his direction. And when you think about dudes who he covered, he didn't allow anything. He didn't allow any type of yardage at any point throughout the course of the season.
He was number one in passes defended. I give you that.
It doesn't just stop there with passes defended. It boils down to the amount of yards that he gave up, and it boiled down to them not throwing the ball his way.
I think you got to look at solo tackles, too. I mean, Tariq Woolen had more solo tackles than him also.
You can't – well, that's given. You're not going to find too many cornerbacks who are tackling dudes.
I know.
But it's also hard.
Those are the stats that you look at, though, you know, like when you –
No, it's not. There's a whole lot that you look – you're ignoring what I'm saying. The best example – you are.
I'm not ignoring that they don't want to throw him the ball. And I, like I said, I admit he is number one in passes defended. But when you got a guy who gets three times the amount of interceptions, that's a game changer.
No, when you are an eraser, when you just, we can look at turnovers and we can look at erasing an option week in and week out throughout an entire season. It's not just so much about the passes he defended. It's about them not throwing the ball his way. And it's about when he was out there defending someone, he only gave up 54 yards for the whole season. We can talk about impact plays. You can make an impact. I think it's another thing when you are a complete eraser. This man has done it 1 year as a rookie. Look at what Revis did. Thank you, Miles, for calling from Seattle. Like, I get it. Impact plays. If all you're going to harp on is, oh, he had this many tackles. Well, why did he have the tackles? They threw in his direction. Why do you have the interceptions? Oh, well, they threw in his direction. What about not even having action? Some of the greatest cornerbacks who have ever lived. Yeah, they're snatching the ball out of the air. Some of the best cornerbacks that have ever lived have complained about not getting action, being bored. They don't even throw the ball away. That's not to take away from Wollen. He might go out there and have a Hall of Fame career himself. Man, give me a boring-ass cornerback. I'll take that. I mean, I can look at Diggs every year. Oh, man, he's a wide receiver, ain't he? Yeah, he's a wide receiver playing DB, and he's snatching everything out the air. Absolutely amazing. It's another animal when they don't even throw you the ball or you don't allow yards or you're gambling. Numbers can be deceiving. You can make a number look like whatever the hell you want it to. It's tricky. That's what you get paid for, interceptions. Nah, bruh. If the ball don't go your way, you getting a check too. Ask Sauce Gardner. He going to get paid for a long, long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then East Coast bias. Man, I live in Atlanta. I'm on the East Coast. But what the hell do I care? What do the writers care? Nobody care. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. What do you think about the awards given out tonight? Daboll, coach, Sauce Gardner, defensive rookie of the year. Can't nobody complain about Nick Bosa. When we come back, I'll talk to you, and you'll hear from Dak Prescott, the Walter Payton Man of the Year on CBS Sports Radio.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Tess here. I've always had problems sleeping, and once I fall asleep, I couldn't stay asleep. I searched Getting to Sleep ASAP. So check this out. Sleep ASAP is a real product by Nutristrips. It's not a pill or drug. It's this amazing little thin strip you put right on your tongue, and it activates immediately. Tastes great, too. Best night's sleep ever.
Go to mysleepasap.com and discover how you can try a full month's supply free. That's mysleepasap.com.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.